The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away.
I thought it'd be a couple of weeks before I started rolling this out.
Bells started ringing and chains rattled loud.
Jumpin' Gene Simmons.
I knew I'd moved in a haunted house.
And haunted house. I usually tend to roll out the Halloween library like a couple of days early, but Mike sent me so many deliciously wonderful, scary stuff from over his weekend. And wow, what property? Where were you?
Universal Studios, Orlando.
Man, they got it going on over there.
Well, let me tell you what they got going on. It's called the Hollywood Horror Nights. And since I know you hate that stuff, I kept sending you pictures because you were so funny. You kept saying, out, I'm out.
Out,
I'm
out. Nope.
No way. Yep. I mean, yep. And it's not really.
And I'm half I'm half kidding, by the way, because the kid in me loves this. And so,
of me loves this because I grew up going to haunted houses in Ohio. Yep. And now this is a lot different than they jump out at you. This is really performative. I mean, they do these real cool houses. Now, what's interesting is, and the tour guide we had, because I, you know, if you get a guide and okay, I know. Well, listen, honestly, there's two ways to get a guide.
I know.
You can get a private tour, and that's thousands, and that's off the table. But you can get a non-private tour. You're in a group with 12 people. And you don't know who they are, but it's about $200 a person. So it's not like it's thousands.
No?
For $200, you don't stand in one line.
That's
so there's 10 haunted houses, and you see all of them in about 3 hours. Now, the line for these things are 2-3 hours long.
Of course.
Mark the sea of human. Let me put it this way.
Yep.
If any of them got it, I got it.
Have you got some of those Binax tests ready to go?
Oh, I've been taking Binaxes every 5 minutes. There's no way I don't have it. But it's true. Like, nobody had a mask on inside haunted houses. And I'm thinking, now all the performers do, and all the tour guides do, but thousands. At one point, I was wading through a sea of humanity at Universal Studios Orlando thinking, it'll be a miracle if I'm not on a ventilator by Wednesday. Because, I mean, you either believe in the vaccine or
that's
you don't,
right.
Or you believe in ivermectin or you don't. I've got an ivermectin update for you, by the way. Remind me to tell you
sure
about
you
my ivermectin update.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a great experience, but it reminded, I'm not kidding you, when I say thousands and thousands, you use a phrase that I always cringe when you say it on air, so I'm going to say the cleaner version, elbow to elbow.
Yes.
All right? Your expression is a little much, but it's okay. We get it. That's the idea. Elbow to elbow, maskless, happy Americans living their life. And you know what? It just collectively hit me. Everybody in this crowd is saying, all right, I may get this thing. I hope I don't.
Yep.
I'm going to play the odds. I'm going to play the numbers. I'm going to do what's right for me health-wise. General Colin Powell did what he thought was right for him health-wise. He was evidently fully vaccinated, and he died of COVID. By the way, newsflash, that ain't going to help the vaccine hesitant. People are going to hear that headline, see that headline, and say, huh, all right,
there you go,
vaccine smarty pants. You know, and I get it. It's a numbers game. He was 84. I don't know if any other pre-existing conditions he may have had.
Well, there were some because it was called COVID-related complications. But
right, that was the family. The family said that, and who knows what we'll get the details, I'm sure.
Damn.
But it was people saying, I'm going to roll the dice of life. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to live.
Use your own term. I'm going to live with the virus. I'm not going to be under my bed. I'm not going to be cooped up in a bubble. I'm going to take certain levels of risk. I mean, I'm not going to go, kissing a room full of strangers and stuff like that. But if there's a, you just about were, but I'm going to live with the virus.
Let me tell you why this is a sensitive issue right now. I've got a very, very close family friend, probably as close to me as family could be, all right, without being family. And they have a wedding of the century going on next weekend. Wow. And I was one of the first people invited. And it's about 200 people inside a room.
How are we doing?
And I know that most of them are not vaccinated.
Are we going?
I'm not. I'm just not. And I just figure, and it's stupid of me. I'm thinking, I had a bad feeling about it. But on the other hand, as I know they'll point out, oh, I don't mind wading through a crowd of thousands of people at Universal Studios Florida.
Thank you, because every time you or I open up, pull back the curtain, share a little personal thing, it can reflect with countless listeners who will either agree or disagree, handle it the same way, or handle it differently. So here's my slice and dice on this. For people going, well, you go around thousands of strangers, but you're not. What are you going to do at the wedding that you absolutely were not doing at Universal Studios?
I would be
standing, handshaking, face to face conversations,
for prolonged
kisses.
Right,
absolutely.
For prolonged periods of time.
Yep.
At least with the haunted houses and the crowds at Universal, you're walking through, you're moving.
Yep.
I'm not face to face with somebody for an hour and a half in an enclosed area, but it still rips my heart out.
I feel like a
damn big fat baby, and I know it. And there's a part of me that says they're saying behind my back what a big fat baby.
I guarantee they are.
I know they are.
I don't know them.
No, I love them. You know them. And I don't want to say it on the air, but I love these people. This is my family. And it just rips me out. You know, I'm worried. Listen, I'm thinking about the holidays. You know, Lord Fauci gave us his blessing for the holidays.
Yes.
He also said the Johnson & Johnson always should have been a two-dose vaccine. Oh,
great.
Thanks for telling us now, Doc.
I thought about that.
Thank you.
It said everybody who got Johnson & Johnson should have gotten a second shot within a couple of months. I went, oh.
Now you tell me? Great. So like a dummy, off I go. I'm getting the booster this week. I got it scheduled. I'm going to go get the second one.
Well, good for you.
I don't know.
I can feel it just listening right now. There are all kinds of people, because here do come the holidays, and here comes some things that people might want to be doing. And you know, should I not? And there's a spectrum between. At one end of the spectrum is people go, screw it, let's go and dive in and don't care, don't think about it, whatever. And there's a certain energizing liberty to that. At the other end of the people who are hiding under the bed, and I kind of cry for them. That's just not a way to live life.
It's a tough thing.
In the middle is everybody else. And what your best defense is, because you love these people so much and you don't want to disappoint them and you don't want to seem like somebody toward the fearful end of the spectrum, and you're not. What you are to your defense, and you can wrap yourself in the Teflon of this, is very simple. I don't want to get COVID. I just don't want to get sick.
And I'm not afraid of dying of it. I'm really not. I'm a pretty healthy 61-year-old guy. But then again, you hear about healthy. I'm not worried about that. Let me tell you what I'm worried about most of all. And I feel so stupid saying this out loud. And then we're going to move on, because I want to congratulate you on Colin Powell. I want to say something about this huge, huge news of this major, major political, military, historic figure dying of COVID complications at the age of 84 this morning. And your monologue this morning is something that honestly kind of brought a tear to my eye. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. But let me just get this off my chest. Mm-hmm. I feel now this personal responsibility. In a week and a half, I go off to South Carolina to start rehearsals for Annie. I'm going to play Oliver Warbucks in a production that this theater has been waiting for 2 years. They had to wait. They built a brand new theater in downtown Greenville, South Carolina, the South Carolina Children's Theater. It is a state-of-the-art theater. They're so proud of it, and they couldn't use it. I mean, it just sat empty. So this is their big holiday extravaganza, Annie. I mean, we're only doing about 99 performances. I mean, they're going to knock me out.
It's a
2 o'clock. It's an 8 o'clock. It's a nine. But I go in a week and a half. They've already admitted, if something happens to you, God forbid, we'll just have to shut the show down. Because there's no understudy for me. There's no Daddy Warbucks in the wings. Mm-hmm. And so I feel a responsibility, because if I got a positive test And again, I think I'll be, I'd be sick. Right. I think you'd be fine. I think Lisa would be fine. I think we're playing the odds. If we get it, we get it. And chances are we're going to get it. There's some big people around us getting it. And I'm not going to share any names about that either. I'll let that play out. And I'll let, as you said this morning, the game come to us. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got, there's news about COVID in the country. Don't worry, but we're going to probably, Mark, isn't there a part of you that thinks we're all going to get it? At some point, we're all going to get COVID?
Distinctly possible. And yet, on exactly the theme you're striking, I'm going to do my best while still living life to not get it.
So, absolutely. But, so that's my point, too.
With your Daddy Warbucks role and so many people's projects.
The joy. It's a project.
Depending on you being extra, mega, uber, super careful. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. Hundreds of people. So I feel a responsibility, a heavy responsibility.
Good for you.
And incidentally, the universal thing was probably, stupid, because keeping that in mind, but I've also done the math in my mind. Yeah. If I were to have gotten it from there, it's about 10, 12 days, they say. That's the cycle, there Island West. I mean, and I'll still make it. You know, it's October 18th today. I don't start rehearsals till November 1. So if I test positive the next few days, I mean, because right now I'm pretty well careful, not doing a whole lot, masking up, and you can make fun of me all you want, but I don't want to shut down this production. But by the way, P.S., may not go to the wedding. I'm spending Christmas with my kids and my granddaughter. We're going to all be together at Christmas time, so you can take that to the bank. Now, let me tip my hat to you. You know, the left, when one of us dies, when somebody, and look at what they did with the 8 or 9 or, 74 talk show hosts who all passed of COVID, right? There are a whole bunch of them. And they mocked us. They made fun of conservatives who were supposedly anti-vax, even when many of them weren't anti-vax. Phil Valentine out of Nashville wasn't anti-vax. He was anti-mandate. Mm-hmm. But they conflate the two. If you're anti-mandate, you must be anti-mask and you're anti-COVID and all this crap, blah, blah, blah. The left is classless. They're mean-spirited. They can be vile. We don't do that when somebody on the left dies. Somebody on the left died. Colin Powell died. As you said, he was a pretty classic Obama-loving liberal. Your kudos to him for his service, for the role he played, despite the way, let's face it, he made us crazy over Trump and over politics. You didn't let that change the narrative that this is a historic figure who sadly died at the age of 84. The way the right does it. That's the way conservatives respond. And we're going to do the same thing on my show today. We're going to honor his service. We don't pick at the scabs of times that, because it's a good philosophical question. There are some who say, if you have major differences with somebody when they're alive, why do they end when they die?
That is true.
Fair. But I'll tell you why. You know why it's fair? Because we believe that's hurtful. We believe that's mean. We believe that's a mean-spirited thing to do.
I hope I prove that it's possible to observe those differences and describe the ways in which he kind of threw a curveball to any Republican who ever thought about him for president without dishonoring his service or taking away from the incredible life he led.
And you did it masterfully. That's what I mean. I was so proud of you this morning, and I'm going to try to use that same kind of grace and smarts as we acknowledge the death of former Secretary of State Colin Powell at the age of 84. Quick ivermectin update.
Yes.
You remember the story about my doc phoned it in to the wrong pharmacy in blue Seattle, right?
Yep.
I mean, the pharmacist calls, we're not going to be fulfilling. We will not be dispensing ivermectin. Why are you taking that? And a whole big thing, right?
And while we have you, Mr. Gallagher, you're going to have a tough time getting anybody to cover that, you crazy person.
Right. Right. And so, of course, Florida, boom, hashtag Florida, with Trump as my president, signs all over. Did I send you those bumper stickers?
They're awesome.
Driving to Disney, there were like 9 cars. Joe Biden's not my president. Trump is my president. We know he really won. Boy, I love living in Florida. Anyway, guess what the new obstacle is on, and I didn't even realize this, with ivermectin?
What?
My insurance company won't cover it. They don't cover it. They won't approve it. Now, thankfully, I'm blessed to have a living where I can say, all right, stick that in your ear. I'll buy it. But that's, isn't that interesting? That now that's the latest thing. They want. They don't want you taking something off-label.
Insurance makes decisions based on a variety of factors. If insurance views something as dicey or not particularly well-founded or whatever, I can see them going, guess what? We're not going to do that. Kind of a rogue prescription. But that doesn't seem to be the case. There are a lot of people doing ivory. You can like it, not like it, believe in it, not believe in it. But I'm instantly wondering if the insurance company is making a political stand.
I think they are. Because it's off. Well, I don't know. It's off label. Who knows? Here's the good news. It costs about 37 cents a tablet.
It's very good.
It's very inexpensive. So it doesn't even matter. So you can bypass your insurance company with a smile. And I'm going today to refill it because it's out. And I'll be taking, I may have to double up on my ivermectin and get ready for my, after my universal experience.
Make an ivermectin smoothie.
I got COVID coming out of my pores today. I got, I'm super spreader Mike. All right. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Mike.
All right,
we will be there for him, Mike Gallagher, today at 10 on 660 AM The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.